Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
I'm Randy Grillner, a doctor by day and a farmer by trade. Career politicians in Congress are putting us all in danger in exchange for money from special interest groups. I oppose the $40 billion government waste sent to the Ukraine. This will tax every Oklahoma family about $500. Congressman Mullen directly supported this with his special interest friends. I'm endorsed by General Mike Flynn, Trump's national security advisor, and former Senator Dr. Tom Coburn's legacy organization. I'm Dr. Randy Grillner running for U.S. Senate. I will fight the career politicians and their special interest supporters, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dr. Grillner for U.S. Senate.
Hi, my name is Leanne Vanderlaan, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Oklahoma wheat harvest moving forward in all locations across the state, with producers making great strides statewide. Things are finally moving better in south central Oklahoma, north of El Reno and down by Chickasha as fields are starting to dry up. Elevators are still reporting sprout damage across the state in the southwest, south central, and central regions due to the excessive moisture that we've seen in places. Sprout damage has also been variety specific in many instances. In southwest Oklahoma, some fields have as much as 10 to 30% damage. This would be in 10% of the crop from this region. In central Oklahoma, sprout damage is estimated from 2% to 15%. The majority of sprout damage in these regions is falling in the 0 to 2% category, with 5 to 7% of the crop having as much as 15% damage. But in northern Oklahoma, not much sprout damage being reported. Proteins across the state are pretty favorable so far, with averages coming in between 12 and 13% in most places. Yields are ranging all over the board. And we've seen some teens some places in the mid-20s in the southwest. In south central, yields being reported from 10 bushels per acre to the mid-30s. Yields in south central from Hinton to El Reno and then south to Chickasha ranging in that 20 to 30 range, which is pretty remarkable given what that crop has gone through. Should be noted, some areas did have heavy hail damage. We're hearing about 20 to 40% of losses where hail did occur. Yields in central and northern Oklahoma are being reported as higher, ranging from 15 bushels per acre to as high as 65. In the northern tier of the state where yields are better, region still looking at averages in the 20s to mid-30s. It's also important to note several areas in northwest Oklahoma up by Cherokee and Burlington have had severe drought, and large portions of that crop may not even be harvested, which will also have major impact on statewide bushels that are taken in. Right now, Oklahoma Wheat Commission calling Oklahoma wheat harvest around 55% complete. Well, the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum is hosting its biggest fundraiser of the year this weekend. The Pre-Da West Art Sales coming up Saturday, says Chief Marketing Officer Seth Spillman.
This is the Super Bowl of Western art. So 94 of the best artists producing art today in the Western genre have brought some of their best works to our museum. They will be on exhibit through August 7th, but we will be having our sale weekend this weekend.
There's also going to be free seminars and lectures by the artists coming up on Saturday afternoon.
We do sell this art. It's the largest fundraiser for the museum. We'll sell millions in art. But the fun thing is, even if you are not in the market for adding something to your personal collection from this exhibition, anyone can come see it all summer long. Again, it's up through August 7th.
You can learn more about the whole exhibit by going to nationalcowboymuseum.org. You've got farm news on Ron.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call, 405-286-7703.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.